At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Okay, please be seated, everybody. Members of the jury, did you have a good lunch?
Yes.
Glad to hear that. I want to confirm while you were away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves. You did no investigation. You received no information. Is that all correct? And did anyone approach you about this case? Did anyone see any media snippets about this case?
No.
Okay. We're going to get the witness. Is that correct?
Yep.
The deputy went, yeah. Maybe she went to the restroom. There she is. Welcome back.
Welcome back to you.
Thank you.
How was your lunch?
It was very short.
Well, sorry to hear that.
At least I got about four bites today, so I want to confirm you understand you are still under oath.
I understand completely.
Okay. Mr. Anderson, you may begin your cross-examination.
May it please the court. Ms. Nyhaus, on direct examination, you testified that you never saw Maya in pain. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you also testified, if I remember correctly, that you put everything down.
It's Nias.
I'm so sorry. Ms. Nias.
Thank you.
You put everything down of significance in your notes. Is that right?
I put down everything that I witnessed and saw. Right.
And you had, in fact, previously testified that somebody saying that they were in pain is a sign that they're in pain. Have you not?
Say that again.
You have said previously that someone saying they're in pain, that they are in pain, is a sign that they are in pain. Right?
I don't believe I said it like that, no.
Well, remember your deposition of November 18th, 2020? You were sworn to tell the truth. You remember that?
Vaguely.
Right. And I ask you a series of questions about how much you knew about rating pain. You recall
you
that?
You say rating pain? Yes.
Page and line, please.
Sure. Page 130, beginning at line 9.
The witness is now a copy.
I can show it to her if she will.
You show it to her, please.
May I approach?
You may.
If you could, ma'am, read from yourself, line 9 there, down to 8, the next page.
Says, line number 9 says, question, are you telling the jury that your ability to ask somebody...
Yourself.
Oh, sorry. I never stated that I was an expert.
If you look 3 questions before that, I believe you said you had training.
I do. I've been trained, yes. Is it EMTI?
And when asked about that training and what it was that let you know if someone was in pain by that training, you said, by asking them, right?
That's one way to ask somebody if they're in pain or to find out, yes.
Right. And their response then, according to you, would be relevant as to whether or not they're in pain. True?
That could be true. Do what?
You can move the microphone a little bit.
So. Is this better?
Yes. Thank
you. Now, if I may, I'd like to, if I may approach, Your Honor.
I think Sherry has a copy of the deposition.
No, this isn't the deposition. Excuse me, Your Honor. This is the Safe Children Coalition visit operation observation form from October 24th, 2016.
Yeah.
I might.
Does she still have a copy?
No.
Does she have a copy of that?
She's not.
Here, Greg.
I've got one.
He's got one here.
We've got 4 copies here.
Yeah, Mr. Hughes has all 4.
Here, I'll send her all 4, Greg.
Okay.
We've got all 4 here.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
May Mr. Whitney approach.
A little late.
All right. So, ma'am, if you would turn to, I think it's the 3rd page in, and tell me then whether Maya told you on 1, 2, 3, 4 occasions that she was in pain.
Where exactly?
All right. Well, if you look at the bottom of the first paragraph here, not the half one on the top, the last 3 lines on the top paragraph, Kowalski asked Maya how she was feeling.
You said the 3rd page, correct?
Mr. Anderson, this document's not in evidence. So
I know.
Not read from it.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm just trying to orient the witness.
If you need to, you can approach her and point it out.
All right.
This is the 3rd page.
Huh. Right there.
Mr. Kowalski asked Maya how she had been feeling, and she stated not good, and I asked her what not good meant. She stated that she meant she is hurting. I asked her where. Maya stated all over. The father lifted Maya up out of her wheelchair and
placed... Can't read everything into number 2 here. If you look, that's the beginning word there.
On the list for the next visit?
Yes. You say?
Maya pointed to her right forearm, stating her old IV site hurts bad.
Down the bottom here, last 3 lines.
Maya stated that she attended physical therapy.
We'll object to the extent we're having a witness read something that's not evidence.
Does reviewing your notes refresh what you saw and heard?
Yes, I've...
In Declaration of Pain number 3, does it refresh your recollection that Maya stated the parallel bars hurt too much?
Same objection.
Let's finish this. Go ahead and answer the question.
That's what she said, physical therapy, yes.
Top of the next page, second and third line down.
What did you want me to read?
Well, just read to yourself, if I may, Your Honor.
Why don't you just point it out to her so she can read
it? No, I see it. What do you want me to read?
Just use that to yourself.
Yeah, we'll object to having the witness read.
Yeah, what I want you to do is, you can read your note. If it refreshes your recollection of what you saw and heard, and then answer his questions, hopefully without reading,
Okay, what is your question now?
Would you agree with me now that at least four instances in your report, Maya Kowalski stated either she was in pain or that she was hurt or hurt?
She stated that the physical therapy to help her was hurting her, yes. And she stated that she sometimes sleeps and wakes up with pain.
And more than that?
And then what?
And more than that?
What do you mean, and more than that?
An old IV site?
Oh, the old IV site that she got in Mexico.
Really hurt?
She didn't say really. She said that it hurt.
That's not an IV site, ma'am. And then...
That's exactly what
she
said.
Then on the bottom there, was she... What is it? Does it refresh your recollection as to what Maya stated about whether or not she's hurting?
In the last paragraph?
No, ma'am. The bottom of...
You could go and
show her again.
You're on a different page. Didn't I just read this? This is the same thing I just read.
Does this indicate, again, that Maya said she's not doing good, that she was hurt?
Mr. Anderson, this is all about refreshing her recollection.
Is your recollection refreshed, ma'am?
Yes, this is what I just said that she said.
And so Maya did state she was in pain.
She did. However, she didn't display any signs of pain. Not once. She played like a normal little girl.
Okay. But if telling you you're in pain is a sign of pain, she gave you four different signs she was in pain. Did she not?
She stated at four different times that she was in pain. Physical therapy that the hospital gave her to help her. She stated that she was in pain from an old IV site that she got while she was in Mexico. She stated that she woke up in pain, and she stated... I can't remember what the first thing was, that she hurt. However, just somebody saying that and not showing you any signs or other symptoms that she's in pain is not an actual portrayal in my EMT profession to be the whole picture of pain.
Ma'am, all I ask you is whether four times Maya expressed that she was in pain in your report of October 24th.
I said yes. I read them to you.
Let's look then at your next one. We might... Your October 27th report. May I approach you, ma'am?
You may. So you're on the second page. At the bottom of this paragraph. See here?
Mm-hmm.
Does that refresh your recollection that Maya said she was in pain all over?
Maya did say that, yes.
Let's look again at the next page. Bottom paragraph here.
I documented that the RN nurse...
May I ask a question, ma'am? Does that refresh your recollection that Maya mentioned that she was in pain when you first arrived?
Say that again?
Does this refresh your recollection that Maya told you when you came in that she was in pain when you first arrived?
Maya did not mention any pain throughout the visit, except for when we first arrived.
Right. And this, and somebody came in to give her tramadol. Do you know what tramadol is, ma'am?
I do.
That's a pain medication, right?
Correct.
And during the course of this, did you have Charlotte Laporte, sorry, with you?
At this visit?
Yes.
I do not believe Charlotte was with me during this visit.
All right. So during the November visit, was she with you? If you recall.
November 4th?
Yes.
Yes, Charlotte was with me.
And was she trained also to take down observations of pain?
I can't speak to what the case manager has been trained for.
Have you reviewed any of her notes to see whether she, at the same time you said she was not in pain, she found she was in pain?
I do not believe that I read Charlotte's notes, no.
You also said that you believed that Maya's feet never turned in. Is that right?
I didn't say never.
Okay. Well, did you not say on two or three occasions when you came there, Maya's feet were flat on the floor, she did not have her feet turned in, things of that nature, on direct examination?
I stated that Maya's feet were in the correct anatomically position, except for the time that she said to her father about her feet, and she turned them inward. Mm-hmm.
And you recall at that point, there was a little discussion about taking photographs. You took one?
I'm required to.
And Jack Kowalski took two, is that right?
No, I took the photos for Mr. Kowalski.
Uh-huh. The one you took did not show her feet, did it?
I'm not required to take a picture of her feet. I was required to take a picture of her.
All right. The ones that Mr. Kowalski took, or you took with Mr. Kowalski's camera, did show her feet. Her in the Harlequin outfit showing her
feet? I don't recall the photo. I know that I took two photos.
We show they're in evidence, Your Honor. First, 2571-004.
If it's in evidence, yes.
Do you see her feet turning inward there?
I see her feet not straight.
Can we show the next one? I forgot the exhibit number. It's in evidence, though. Do you see
them.
Her feet?
Yes.
Do they appear to be turned in?
I don't recall. I know that she was moving her feet around to steer herself around that room.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what dystonia is, ma'am?
Yes.
Do you know that's when someone's feet or arms or hands go into a position and lock there?
I've heard of that, yes.
That's exactly what Maya had on that day, isn't it?
No, Maya was moving around the room freely with her feet, steering herself around the room.
My question is simply, was Maya Kowalski, if you know what dystonia is, Maya Kowalski displaying dystonia?
I don't believe she's displaying dystonia.
Right. Are you a doctor?
I am not.
Are you a psychologist?
I am not.
Are you a pain management specialist?
I am not.
This is just your opinion on what is dystonia and what's not dystonia, is that right?
This is my opinion on how she was moving around the room freely using her feet to steal a wheelchair.
I'm simply asking you whether or not it was, whether or not the pictures reveal here that she had dystonia at the time you said she didn't.
I can't testify to whether she has dystonia or not. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
I'm testifying to the fact that she moved her feet around freely.
Ma'am, do you think that CRPS involves paralysis?
That what?
That CRPS involves paralysis.
I don't know enough about CRPS.
So why are you spending all the time mentioning whether she can move herself around with her hands and feet in her wheelchair?
Because I was trained to document as a police officer to record every single detail and observe and report and monitor her safety, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did, and you asked a number of questions throughout each one of these, right?
I did ask questions, yes.
This was Jack Kowalski's time with his daughter, was it not?
Correct.
And you asked enough questions to take up 3.5 to 4 pages, is that right?
That's not accurate at all.
Well, where else would you get the information, ma'am?
I did not spend 3 or 4 pages during each visit asking questions. I sat there for the most part quietly and took notes.
Did Jack Kowalski not ask you on more than one occasion for extra time because they had to respond to so many of your questions?
Jack Kowalski never said that he wanted more time because he had to respond to so many of my questions.
Did he ask you
for more visits with his child?
Did he ask you for more time?
He asked for more visits with his child.
And you also said that Maya was happy through the entire time. Is that right?
Yes.
Did it come to your attention on several occasions she was crying?
Maya never had tears. She whined when her dad was leaving.
Maya made crying sounds at the end of the visit?
And no tears were seen.
You could tell whether or not she had tears?
Yes.
Right. Isn't it true, ma'am, that throughout this, Maya was complaining that she was not happy? In fact, she was not able to sleep.
Maya brought up not being able to sleep once, and she said she wakes up sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And she said not happy.
Correct. She did state she's not happy.
So which is it? Is she happy or not happy?
Can you show me exactly where I wrote she's not happy so I can put it in the correct context, please?
And while I'm finding this, didn't she tell you on more than one occasion the hospital staff don't care or doesn't care?
I don't recall.
Again, take a look at your visit of 11/4/2016 at the very middle of the page under where it says mermaid picture. Second page.
I see it.
Does Maya express to you that the hospital staff doesn't care?
I see it, yes.
Does that refresh your recollection of Maya stating that she believed the hospital staff doesn't care about her?
Maya stated that, yes.
Your view was that the staff did care?
Absolutely, the staff cared.
How many of the staff... Well, I don't see here any interviews of the staff. Did you interview all the staff?
When you refer to staff, who exactly?
I don't know. The social workers and the nurses around.
I spoke with the social workers. I also spoke with the three, I don't know if they were RNs that came in the room. Yes.
And where is that documented, what they said?
Give me a moment. The third page of November 4th at the top of the page.
Sorry. Where were you saying?
The third page, November 4th, 2016, at the top of the page. It starts, three nurse practitioners came in.
Okay.
She said
Where's the interview where you ask any one of them all about how Maya's doing?
They stated that Maya is a completely different person, that she's doing well.
I'm simply asking you where it is that you put down the substance of an interview.
I didn't interview them. They were speaking to everybody in the room on how well she's doing. That she's a completely different person.
And I believe you just testified that Maya never had tears in her eyes, right?
Correct. Maya did not have tears in her eyes.
Take a look at November 4th, 2016, and go down to the right above the center of the page. I can show you if I may approach.
You may approach.
Refresh your recollection for me to show you.
Sure.
Does that refresh your recollection?
Where you have it highlighted? I see it, yes.
Did you, in fact, put in your report that Maya had tears in her eyes? Yes or no?
I don't see that, no.
You don't see the line?
That you just showed me, no. It says Maya wanted to go home. Father said she's getting stronger.
That's not it. Right,
that's what you were just showing me.
I'm going to approach your own side. Okay.
I did write that she had tears in her eyes.
So that's,
I did not recall
three
that.
Three times you told the jury something and it wasn't correct?
Objection, argument, sustained.
Haven't you said three times different? Strike it. Did you not tell the jury that Maya never said she was in pain, never was in pain, and in fact put in the report on multiple occasions that she was stating she was in pain?
I stated that Maya did not.
That's all right. All right. Again, did you review Charlotte Laporte's report of November 4th when she came with you?
I don't recall reviewing her report at all.
Well, is there anywhere in your report of November 4th, your report, where you document that Maya said that she had been dropped on a couple of occasions and it hurt her?
I recall that conversation. I don't know if it was on the 4th.
Okay. And that she was not happy and not able to sleep because she was in pain. Did you document that?
All in the same sentence, because I don't think it was the same sentence, but I recall those, yes.
And finally, I think you put into your report that there was a video camera over Maya's room?
I did. When I entered the room, I observed the camera. Mm-hmm.
And so you've made a lot of allegations here about Maya's ability to move around. Did you ever ask for any video from that camera?
I believe I asked. You say answer?
Yes.
I believe I asked one of the staff members at All Children's if the video had been, or if the camera had been monitoring the room. And I believe they stated that it was, but they were going to move her because she didn't require the need, or she didn't need to be videoed any longer.
Well, why would they not? Didn't the nurse confirm to you that the camera was, in fact, recording video and sound in the room?
Calls for your set.
Overruled. You can answer.
I said yes.
Where's the video? Did you ask for it?
I believe I informed the supervisors at Child Protection that the room was being video recorded and that they could possibly ask for those videos, yes.
Well, this is October 24th. This wasn't as to the 48 hours when Maya was in her room. You understand that?
Say that again?
Don't worry about it. Did you ever get back from Johns Hopkins through any means, any video that confirms the things you're saying here?
I did not observe any video.
And in terms of where you got your information for all of these things, it's safe to say that you weren't living at the hospital through this period of time, correct?
I don't understand the first part of your question.
You were there for about anywhere from, I counted it up, 7 to 7.5 hours on 4 occasions over the course of 2 weeks. True?
Correct.
The rest of the time, you have no idea what was going on, do you?
I was not at the hospital other than those 4 times.
And in those 4 times, you gathered information from the hospital, did you not?
Yes.
Your witness.
No questions at this time.
Members of the jury, do any of you have any questions? In the light of the number of questions, I think what I'm going to do is have you go into your room. Do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do the investigation and receive no information.
All rise. Juror second stick.
Plus us.
Nias, I can have you wait just outside.
Do you want me to leave this here?
Yes, ma'am, you can leave all that there. Harley Quinn picture, how many charms are on that bracelet? Did you see evidence of lesions or abrasions at the point of contact?
No objection.
No objection. Okay, so on red number 2, what was the reason the observations were stopped?
She knows. She doesn't know, but I'm going to ask her.
I don't know if it's going to get to a court order, Judge. I don't know.
Yeah, we have there's no court order on that.
Her observations, or are we talking about, I don't know if the question was asking her supervision or the observations that were being made by the video recording allegedly.
I don't know, Judge. My concern is that asking why did she stop going? She only went for 4 visits, and I think that goes into court orders.
And if it has to do with the monitoring, I don't think the witness would have.
I think this has to do with her observations. Why did she stop going after I ask a series of questions about 4 over the course of 2 weeks?
Yeah. Well, she was brought in to talk about her observations, so the fact that she stop coming, if it was at the behest of the dependency court or the DCF, or
I don't know why. I don't know the answer, Judge. I just, because of the court's ruling, it's just raising the specter that I don't know what her answer is going to be, and it could possibly be entering into that.
Please, the court, and help the court. The witness has told me it's the court. She went there. She was told to go there.
I'll think about that one. Let's go on to the next one. Red number 3, you were asked on your observations of Maya and gave your description. Are you asserting to this juror
that during that first visit that Maya and Kyle and possibly Jack were occupied with themselves in a, I think it's giddy, in oblivious way while your team searched through the room, bags, fridge, and confiscated items and removed items, or was there any signs of questions or resistance from Maya slash Jack?
No objection.
We object. This is argumentative. It asserts facts, not evidence. It goes to what DCF perceptions are in terms of what was taken, what was not.
Well, the biggest concern is that this is this juror's interpretation of evidence, Judge.
No.
And they're confusing things between the first, as to who removed stuff. And
the defendants brought out that information, and it was an issue before the jury as to her ability to observe. And it's a factual question, how were they reacting to her going through the room? And it also goes to her ability to perceive things if she's preoccupied doing that.
I'm going to overrule the defendant's objection. I will ask that one. Let's move on to red number four. There's a couple questions on this one. Your testimony for your four occasions to observe Maya portrays Maya as having some physical difficulties but able to move about and get around via her wheelchair. Is that correct? So far in this trial, the jury has been presented with a plethora of photos and videos of Maya taken by both the parents and staff at J-Hatch. Does your team, you or the hospital, possess any photos or videos to corroborate your testimony?
No objection.
Red number five. Well, there's a parenthesis, a fellow retired law enforcement officer inquires in parentheses. You several times referred to a reported, quote, pain, end quote, was from an old Mexico IV. Am I incorrect in believing that whatever pain is being reported by Maya should be documented and acted upon, or am I to then believe, quote, old injuries, end quote, are not to be considered in Maya's case? Please educate me as to the proper train of thought I should be in.
I don't think that's a question for the jury.
I think that's a real hard one, Judge. I think that was appropriate.
Yeah.
So it sounds like both are objecting and the court will sustain. So I'll just give that one to you right now, Madam Clerk. Red number six. Is it your testimony that a young girl is, quote, happy, end quote, to be away from her family in a hospital, or is she happy to be having a visit with her family? Next question. Are you saying that a person is not in pain if they say they are in pain if you do not think you see symptoms of pain? As a person that works in the healthcare profession, are you not to believe what a patient says their pain is? Did you not say her room was completely organized? In the photo we just saw, the couch was not organized, neither was the floor or her tray table. What part of her room was organized?
All fair.
No objection.
Red number seven. First question, did CPI check investigator Beata before taking Maya, and what did they find? Next question, do you know what CRPS is and what are the symptoms are, and have you been trained on how CRPS pain react to patients?
We have to check the first one based on
the first one?
Yeah. Based on the instructions that defense counsel to move it along and get away from the CPI, CPT discussion?
I don't think she can speak to the CPI.
That's fine.
No, we agree that number one is not.
Okay, it sounds like there's a unanimous decision on not to ask the first question, and I agree with that decision not to ask it, and we will ask the other one.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, I don't recall the second one.
Here it is. So that leaves us just back with red number two. What was the reason the observations were stopped? What do you think she's going to say?
Do we want to review that with the witness?
I'm going to do that, but I want to know what you all think she's going to say.
I think she's going to say the observation stopped once Maya was released from shelter.
I think she's going to say that. There was other people within her organization that took over, and she was only there for some of them.
I'm sorry. I think the difference is it went from supervised visits to unsupervised visits, and that's a court order. I think that's where they stopped. But I don't know.
Okay. Let me bring her in, and I'll ask her only that one question.
If we have some follow-up questions, can I ask if Ms. Crowell's handling them up? Unexpected reactions that she did last week.
Well, if you're sick, then I know you were sick the other day, so if you feel like you need to leave, yes.
It's my throat. I don't know what happened. It's just
thinking about her.
Yeah.
Okay. Can someone grab the witness? The jury has a whole bunch of questions, but there's one I want to hear your answer to before I bring the jury back in.
Okay.
Okay, and feel free to sit down.
Okay. Thank you.
What was the reason your observations were stopped?
Oh, I believe the case transitioned over to where there was a case manager assigned, so my position in it, I just wasn't needed anymore.
I couldn't hear the answer.
I stated that I believe the case transitioned between CBI and the Safe Children Coalition, so my position as one of the safety managers in the interim was no longer needed.
I don't have any objection to that answer.
Objection.
No objection.
Okay. I'm going to just remind you in front of the jury that you're still under it, okay?
Okay.
Let's bring in the jury.
Yes, sir.
Members of the jury, I want to confirm while you were away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves, you did no investigation, and you received no information. Is that all correct?
Correct.
And that no one approached you about this case while you were away on that break?
Correct.
And you did not see any media write-ups about this case or any clips or anything like that?
Correct.
And ma'am, the jury has a series of questions. I just want to remind you that you're still under oath, okay?
I understand.
The first question. In the Harley Quinn picture, how many charms are on that bracelet?
I would have to see the photo again.
Why don't we bring up the photo?
On the bracelet?
005 is much closer.
Okay. Apparently 005.
Are you speaking to the ankle bracelet?
I guess so.
I cannot tell.
Okay. Well, here's the next question. Did you see any evidence of any lesions or abrasions at that point of contact?
Where her bracelets are? No, I did not.
Thank you. Next question. What was the reason that your observations stopped?
Because my position with the Safe Children Coalition, the case had transitioned from CPI to the Safe Children Coalition, so my services as a safety manager were no longer needed. It was assigned to somebody else.
The next question. You were asked on your observations of Maya and gave your description. Are you asserting to this jury that during that first visit you had that Maya and Kyle and possibly Jack were occupied with themselves in a giddy and oblivious way while your team searched through the room, bags, fridge, and confiscated items and removed items? Or was there any signs of questions or resistance from Maya or Jack?
Can you read that again, please?
Are you asserting to this jury that during that first visit that Maya and Kyle and possibly Jack were occupied with themselves in a giddy and oblivious way while your team searched through the room, bags, fridge, and confiscated items and removed items? If you can answer that.
I can. They were enjoying themselves, playing, having a good time. Her and Kyle were wrestling. I would call it keep away from this one toy in the game. I would not describe my teammates and I searching the room in any kind of way that it was asked there. It was a casual open the refrigerator door. As safety managers and child protection investigators, it is a standard practice to open up a refrigerator anytime you enter a home or area where this child's safety might be in question. It was just more of a open and shut, and the items that he brought with him, that was handled outside of the room.
Was there any signs of questions or resistance from Maya or Jack?
No.
The next question. Your testimony for your four occasions to observe Maya portrays Maya as having some physical difficulties but able to move about and get around via her wheelchair. Is that correct?
My observations, I strongly believe that she moved around freely without limitations.
So far in this trial, the jury has been presented with a plethora of photos and videos of Maya taken by both the parents and staff at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Does your team, you or the hospital, possess any photos or videos to corroborate your testimony?
They're asking if I took photos to corroborate my testimony?
If you or your organization have photos to corroborate your testimony.
I took photos of the letters and the checks and the food. I photographed the refrigerator. I required to take a picture of Maya to upload into the state computer FISBIN. And my notes are very, very detailed. I took a report writing class in college, and I was assigned to just document everything that I saw, whether it was just some minute detail or something of importance. I just documented everything that I saw. I did my job and what I was assigned to do by Child Protection and the Safe Children Coalition.
Next question. Is it your testimony that a young girl is, quote, happy, end quote, to be away from her family in a hospital? Or is she happy to be having a visit with her family?
Maya stated that she was happy to be away from her mother's anger on one instance, which is documented in my notes, and she was also happy to see Mr. Kowalski and Kyle.
Are you saying that a person is not in pain if they say they are in pain if you do not think you see symptoms of pain? As a person that works in the healthcare profession, are you not to believe what a patient says their pain is?
I'm stating that a person can say that they're in pain, and the person evaluating you would say, where? Does this hurt? Does this hurt? She would verbalize that, but she literally showed no signs of any kind of pain. She roughhoused just like my grandson, like your children. She did all of that, and I don't want to say never. I do not recall her ever once saying, ouch, don't do this. Kyle, get off of me. Hey, let's not wrestle and do this. Mr. Kowalski did not stop this roughhousing. He just let it go on. When I thought that her safety was in question when she bent way down to the floor, Mr. Kowalski didn't state, hey, don't do that. You could hurt yourself. None of that happened. They were playing like brother and sister and happy to see one another. When somebody says they're in pain, you should also ask other questions or see other signs or symptoms of them being in pain. Doctor pushes on your abdomen, you go, ow, okay, that's that. They said they were in pain, now it hurts here. So you need more information before you can state about all of this pain. She never once pushed her nurse's button and asked for any pain medication. In all of the visits, what did he state, over 7 hours? She never once pushed a button and said, hey, I'm in pain, can I have something? Absolutely nothing.
The next question from the jury. Did you not say her room was completely organized? In the photo we just saw, the couch was not organized, neither was the floor or her tray table. What part of her room was organized?
The part of her room over to the left side of the bed by the window. She had all of her shoes lined up by the chair and far under the chair. I'm not sure what photos they've seen.
Next question from the jury. Do you know what CRPS is and what the symptoms are, and have you been trained on how CRPS pain reacts to patients?
I am not a doctor. I've not been trained in CRPS. To be honest with you, I would have to sit down and Google it. It's a complex pain disorder. I know a very, very basic knowledge of it. I believe it stands for chronic repetitive pain syndrome. That's my basic knowledge. I would have to Google it.
That completes the asking of the jurors' questions. There were a couple I couldn't ask, but I asked most of them. Ms. Crowells, do you have any follow-up?
Just one, Judge. With respect to your role and observations that you made and that you documented in detail, you were there as an independent observer on behalf of CPI, correct?
That's correct. But
you were not associated with the hospital?
Absolutely not associated with the hospital. I was signed by Child Protection and the Safe Children Coalition, and I did what I was told to do by them.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the plaintiffs?
Yes, Your Honor. So you said that Maya, through all this, never complained of any pain. She never complained of any pain the whole time you're there, right?
I thought we just went over all of this.
Okay. What about when somebody touched her, like touched her leg or something? Did you testify that wouldn't bother her?
I can't tell you what would bother Maya or not.
Isn't that what you just testified about? What bothers Maya and what does not?
I would not describe it as that, no.
Well, in fact, it sounded like you were almost making an argument rather than coming in as an independent witness, didn't it?
No, it's not.
Sustained.
You felt the need to throw in every single fact you could possibly think of, regardless of whether or not it was responsive to the question, didn't you?
I'm going to overrule that one. You can answer that one.
I have no hidden agenda. I came in here and I described my job. That's it.
Isn't it true, in one of your reports, you documented that when one of the nurses tried to touch Maya's leg, that she... test what pain level it was. She touched it lightly, and Maya squirmed and yelled, stop it, it hurts.
I don't recall that.
May I refer?
You may approach the witness.
Thank you.
Connor, is he refreshing his memory?
Yes.
This,
what date, please?
This is not my note, sir.
This is not your note?
That's Charlotte LaPorte's note.
Okay, so why would Charlotte LaPorte document that in her report? And let me show you your report from the exact same day.
First of all, I object to the last question. The answer would have been stricken. He's referencing documents that are not in evidence.
If the jury will disregard the question that Mr. Anderson was starting to ask.
May I approach?
Yeah, I
thought we gave you all a copy.
Well, I don't know what, I can't see it from here, sir. This is hers?
Yeah, it's hers.
No.
Why don't y'all come up here?
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you, from beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.